Because, like, I'd rather have 24 Saquon, 23 Christian McCaffrey than, like, I mean, if we're looking from a cap perspective, then Christian Kirk, obviously. But even, like, much more than that.
Yeah. What about, like, T. Higgins?
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt as always. Today is Tuesday, March 4th, a week left of college basketball in the regular season. It is fascinating how much more interesting college basketball becomes once football's over.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I've like actually watched college basketball most days, I think, in the last week or so, where I didn't watch more than 8 seconds for football season.
Right, yeah, well, helps when you get to work from home.
That's true. Champions League was today, so watch the Real Madrid and the Atletico Madrid game while I was from home.
Nice.
We are going to talk about football today. We'll probably talk about a little something, but, you know, NFL Combine just wrapped up. There's one position group we want to talk about in particular, one contract in the NFL we want to talk about in particular as well. But, Matt, let's start with the ick of the week as usual. If you remember, last week's was falling over.
Yes.
Which is somewhat understandable.
Yes, of course.
This week's ick, and I understand this one, but fellas, if you want to keep your girl, do not cast a fishing line and then have it get stuck. I think that's a more reasonable one.
Yeah, I get why somebody wouldn't like that in the moment. It seems like something you get over pretty quick.
Some people, you know, you get the image in your head and it's just there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends how long it takes to untangle, too. Because I could see someone like, if they're a beginner and they didn't realize what to cut and where to cut, that it could take them a good 20 minutes.
There's been a couple times where my fishing line's been stuck for a good while.
Yeah.
So I've had to hop on YouTube. I actually need to go fishing. It's too cold, I guess, right now in Salt Lake here.
It's pretty cold, yeah.
Let's start with Saquon's contract extension. Then we'll talk about the NFL Combine and one just kind of group in particular, roster. Actually, kind of a couple few groups we'll talk about here. The NFL draft is so fascinating.
It is. I'm very excited as we're getting close.
I'd rather be a general manager than a coach like 100% of the time, I think. Let's talk Saquon. What was it? A 2-year, $42 million extension?
2-year, 40. I think 41.7, 36 at signing. I can't remember.
Wait, 36 of the 41 at signing?
Yeah, $36 million.
So they just gave him a lot of money right now.
That's what it seems
like.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at NBC. I'm trying to read a little bit as we go. His cap hit was $7.3 million for 2025. And I'm trying to see how much this adjusted it by. But if they can. Yeah, because, well, his base salary was set to be only $1.7 million for this year. And so I guess this added to it, but then again, signing bonus and all that stuff. So I don't think we have the details yet for exactly what the cap hit's going to be and what it means. But yeah, so we got 36 of the 41 right now, and he has, I believe, up to $15 million in incentives. And it's hard to say with incentives, but for someone who had, you know, certainly one of the top three running back seasons in the history of the NFL, it seems like he could get any incentive they come up with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, well deserved. And I think you probably want to talk about this, just the value of running backs. I think for the Eagles, it absolutely makes sense to give him all that money, just because I think they're set up to take advantage of it. And you do wonder if NFL GMs are going to make the mistake of, oh, clearly having a good running back helps, I'm going to have a good running back, and just not building through the trenches like the Eagles have done. Because we saw Saquon on the Giants with a bad offensive line, and how he was certainly a good running back. He made the Pro Bowl at least once. But, you know, nothing like this. And so I think it probably still doesn't make a lot of sense for teams to spend a lot of money on a running back, until they spend money on the offensive line.
I agree. Well, that's what's fascinating, because this year's running back class, there's so many good players. Ashton Jeanty, Boise State, is obviously the one everyone's excited about. But there's also starting Omarion Hampton from North Carolina starting to get some buzz as like a 1B, where some people, yeah, it's not like overtaken Jeanty, but like NFL scouts are starting to talk about them much more closely than the maybe average fan would be. Uh-huh. Trevion Henderson from Ohio State as well blew up the, actually him and Hampton just blew up the combine. Jeanty didn't do at least some of the drills. So there's some projections where, especially in a class where there's not as deep a quarterbacks, the receiver class isn't as deep, or at least as talented, where some of these running backs could go a lot higher. But at what point is it worth it? Because I'm trying to think of some of the teams. Like, the Steelers are a team where it's been mocked to. The Chargers are a team. I don't think the Chargers would do it, but it's just like, I'm thinking of these teams in the back end of the first round. The Chiefs are out. The Chiefs are in. The Eagles are out. But the Chiefs are another team. They did that with Clyde Edwards-Helaire a few years ago. Like, at what point is a running back worth it, especially if he's a really good player? Or do you do what the Eagles have just done? Like, well, let's get another defensive tackle instead. Because I don't know the answer to that. My tendency still would be I'd rather get a good running back in the fourth round and a good D tackle in the first round. Like, a better defensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
For sure, yeah. Because, well yeah, and like, that's obviously, you know, we're looking at two different sides of the ball. It seems like the defensive line is really, really valuable. And then also, like, yeah, I just think, like, how many teams, if they had Saquon on the team, would he have a comparable season to what he had with the Eagles, right?
Lions. Probably the Chiefs, Lions. I would say the 23-49ers, not this year.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, not even Washington. I think he'd be better at Washington than New York, but not like what he's doing.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, I do think that, you know, I would rather have Ashton, like, if I could get Ashton Jeanty at the end of the first round or the top of the second round, I would take him basically no matter what, you know, for most teams, right?
You would?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't spend a top 10 pick on him, but I think if we're getting him, you know, late enough, I think he falls to us, then I think it's valuable. I think, at least not, if I had a bad offensive line, I wouldn't. If it was decent, then I think I would.
Well, part of the thing, too, is, like, I feel like they have to be, like, Saquon or Christian McCaffrey, too, also.
Yes.
Or, like, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, so there's, like, three of those guys. I feel like I'm higher on Josh Jacobs than you are, maybe.
Yeah. Because, like, I'd rather have 24 Saquon, 23 Christian McCaffrey than, like, I mean, if we're looking from a cap perspective, than Christian Kirk, obviously. But even, like, much more than that.
Yeah. What about, like, T. Higgins?
Are we factoring in price?
I think we're factoring in price, and we're assuming you have a good offensive line.
Well, yeah. So T. Higgins' cap, well, the salary tag is about $26 million. Who knows what the cap it's going to be? I assume it'd be 26 something.
Yeah,
or even more than that.
Right.
So I guess I'd rather have Saquon with a cap hit of $7 million.
Yeah. Right, because then
it's crazy how much lower the price is.
Right, because think it's like a $20 million difference, basically. So you can go get Zach Bond twice. You know, you can go get one very good defensive tackle for that price.
Yeah.
You know, you can do so much with that money.
Now, if the price was the same, I'd probably take T. Higgins.
Interesting.
Maybe. Would you rather have Saquon or A.J. Brown as a Philadelphia Eagle?
I mean,
this is literally just an Eagles podcast at this point.
Right. Well, I will say, like, I was thinking about this. I feel like the years we've talked about them the most are the 2 years that they've won the Super Bowl. So I feel a little bit.
That's fair. Right. Yeah. No, and they're doing, like, we weren't going to talk about them today until the Saquon extension. So I think it's
right.
Fair. Yeah.
So based on what I saw this year, I would rather have Saquon. But I will say, you know, AJ Brown going out was a problem because it does, you know, it does close up the middle a little bit because it's easier to go one-on-one against Jahan Dotson than it is against AJ Brown. And I don't care how many yards Saquon is giving up. I just don't think that you want to single cover AJ Brown. That's not a recipe for success. And I think defensive coordinators know that.
The reason with running backs in the draft, I'd just be hesitant because I feel like if they're not Saquon, if they're, say, Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Or, like, a good running back. I'm trying to think of who else. I think Joe Mixon's good.
Kyren Williams.
Yeah, even Kyren Williams, who's, like, really good. I think I'd still rather take, like, an offensive tackle or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, that does help the offense more than a good running back. Yeah. Like, if everything's said, the running back helps for sure, but, like...
Well, I do think the lesson from the Super Bowl was not pay a running back as much money as you can.
No.
It's that you win in the trenches.
Is that the market undercorrect or overcorrected on running backs, and they took advantage of the Saquon?
Yeah.
But they were able to, like... They wouldn't have paid Saquon a bunch of, like, if the cap it was, like, $27 million, they wouldn't have done it. But at some point, it got, like, well, why aren't we doing this?
Right, yeah, for sure. Because it's like if nobody else wants him, then we'll take it, yeah. I guess.
And then with running backs, that's going to be, like, a cheaper – in the draft, it's going to be a much cheaper position than signing even, like, a free agent. Mm-hmm. But also, if we look at the Eagles' draft, in the first three rounds, they're drafting defensive linemen, defensive backs, offensive linemen.
Yeah. Well, especially because, like – and I do think it depends a little bit because the Eagles have committed a lot of money to – running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and so you just have to find good rookies to play defense.
Yeah,
because they just don't have enough money to pay them, so they need people on these rookie contracts.
So let me go through some draft things, and you tell me if it makes sense for you to pick a running back. And we're gonna skip over the top 10 because that's obvious that we would both say no. I think.
Right.
Okay. So let me just pull the draft order. So let's go. I think a team commonly getting talked about is the Bears at 10. I think I would say obviously no.
Well, yeah, no, for sure.
Because they can get a very good offensive lineman still.
And they've been needing that for, like, our entire lives, right?
Yeah. They've been needing everything for our entire lives.
Yeah.
Basically. Now, the Cowboys at 12, they're a team that are commonly mocked to having Ashton Jeanty go there. They actually have drafted in the first round very well. They negotiate contracts terribly, and they have a terrible head coach, or had a terrible head coach, Mike McCarthy. So there's a lot of other things they do wrong, but they actually have drafted rather well in the first round.
Yeah.
So I don't think they are going to go. Like, they had a chance to take Johnny Manziel, and they took a guard who became a Hall of Famer, like, future Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't, like, Zach Martin, I don't think they're going to go Jeanty. I don't think they should, and I don't think they will, even though that's a common mock. I think people just want to, like, I think if people read Dallas Cowboys saying running back, it'll get clicks and stuff, you know. But I don't think that's reality.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I didn't pay as much attention to him this year just because the gap was so big. I mean, running back is a position they've been trying to figure out for 2 or 3 years. So that would be a reason I could see them doing that. And I think, because, like, they did draft Ezekiel Elliott very early. And I think that Jerry Jones likes running backs. So for those reasons, I think it makes sense.
Maybe I'm giving too much credit. Because honestly, if you're paying Dak $60 million a year, they just signed their defensive tackle to an extension. Micah Parsons, CD, you know, like, that's a lot of money that they are paying or will have to pay.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, well, let's get some cheap offensive and defensive linemen and defensive backs and, like, value positions.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. That's what I would do if I were.
Maybe we are giving Jerry too much credit, though. You're right.
So, I think that he would like it. Well, the other thing with Jen is, like, he's not – obviously, he's a very good running back, but you do wonder if the Boise State of it all puts Jerry Jones off of him.
Yeah, because Boise State sucks, or what do you mean?
Well, just because, like, you know, like Ezekiel Elliott was like the big Ohio State running back, you know? Like, I would think you'd want, you know.
Like a bigger name.
Yeah. If he was doing it like.
Or bigger school, at least.
Yeah, bigger school. Like, now there's. Yeah, like, actually, I don't think that's how most football people look at it, but Jerry Jones, I think, is. Like, he cares more about the way he is perceived than he does about winning.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense. 17, Cincinnati Bengals. They have Chase Brown, Zach Moss. Chase Brown's on a rookie contract. Zach Brown is not, but he's on a cheap contract. I think they got other problems to worry about. Yeah. I think I'm going to say no to everybody.
Well, yeah, the offense just – the offense was fine. Like, the offense played great this year.
Yeah.
You know, so it,
I still think there's some holes on the offense, though, too, because they just released Kappa, the guard.
Yeah.
I think, like, I could see them getting offensive lineman or tight end. Like, Tyler Warren will probably be gone, Penn State tight end.
Yeah.
Colson Loveland from Michigan tight end. Like,
yeah.
So it's as good as the offense, but I still think they could bump that up.
Yeah. I just think you're kind of paying Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Jamar Chase all this money because you expect them to figure it out if you're missing a couple of pieces.
That's very fair.
And so I just think the defense is a lot bigger need.
Well, we both agree they're in a situation where they should get their offensive line right anyways.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to help the running game more than a running back would. And that's kind of statistically true. Okay.
For sure.
So, both knowing the Bengals. Denver Broncos, 20. Running back was a problem for him last year.
Yeah, I don't.
Sean Payton drafted Mark Ingram in the first round, Alvin Kamara in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Ingram was in the first round.
I thought he was.
Reggie Bush was a first-round pick, obviously.
Yeah, I thought – now, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Denver's offensive line, but I thought they kind of did okay. I thought that was one of the reasons they were good.
Yes, that's one of the reasons before the season I was like, I think they're going to be better than people think.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, the offensive line stinks. I was like, well, maybe I'm wrong. But then the offensive line was good, above average. I think part of that – helped with Bo Nix getting the ball out really quick, where, like, he made the line look good. But they still did their job. They did what they were asked to do.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, yeah, they might be a little far away. They do have a lot of really good defensive pieces, though. So it makes more sense for the Broncos than the other teams that we've talked about, I think.
But I think this is the first one where I'd be like, I understand it. The problem, though, for me is this: it's such a – not only are they really good guys at the top, but there are such a deep running back class where I'm like, just get another edge rusher. Again, the defensive line was good, but we talked a few weeks ago. They pressured, like, blitzed more than, I think, either most or second most at any team in the NFL.
Uh-huh. Right.
If you can – let's get another edge rusher.
Well, yeah, the Eagles draft two or three every single year, and I never feel like we have enough.
Yeah, literally. So get another edge rusher or get, again, a tight end. It's a really good tight end. Mason Taylor is my favorite, actually, from LSU. I'm not sure. I don't think he should go first, but he's my favorite. I just loved watching him at LSU the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
He just does everything really well. Like, get something, you know what I mean? Like, get another defensive back to help out Sertan. Like, even though it's like, yeah, it's good, there's still things we can fix. Where you can get a running back later, and you're still going to be getting a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And an upgrade in that position.
Yeah. Definitely.
But it does make sense there, more than other places. Another team, Pittsburgh Steelers. So Najee Harris has not panned out.
No, yeah, someone who had him on fantasy did not work.
Pittsburgh's offensive line has been somewhat injured. So last year they drafted two offensive linemen, Troy Fautanu from Washington, kind of a do-everything player, and then Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia. Both those players missed some time. I still think they're a team where you fix the offensive line. Plus, they need to have some help on the defensive line. I think the defensive backfield, they could use another receiver to play with George Pickens. I wouldn't advocate for a quarterback here, but like, they do need a quarterback. I just think there's too many question marks for Pittsburgh to go running back.
Yeah, I would want to – I think, yeah, another receiver is a bigger – I think that another receiver would help Najee Harris more – then a new running back would help the receivers.
I agree. Or, yeah, offensive lineman. But either one or the other. Okay, let's see. Now, the next team I think is worth asking. What about the Minnesota Vikings at 24?
That, Well, isn't Aaron Jones there? Didn't they just give him a decent contract?
Yeah. For me, Aaron Jones isn't like, if you're going to draft, like, get a running back. Like, I think I would rather have the other guys over Aaron Jones. Yeah. But I wouldn't have signed Aaron Jones.
Where Aaron Jones is good enough that I would rather just have a defensive lineman, even if I don't need a defensive lineman.
Good enough, yeah. Because Aaron Jones, let's say James Cook, we think is better than him.
Yeah.
Or Devon Achane, whatever. I don't think the gap is worth, like, giving up extra resources to try to go to that level of upgrade.
Right.
So I agree with you. I would not do it if I were Minnesota. If I were Minnesota, like, the last thing we saw them, they were getting their butts kicked. So I would not focus on running back.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I'm just looking up the top five real quick, and I don't want to lose my Google search. But the next team, actually, I don't even need because I remember it anyway. Houston Texans. We did talk about Joe Mixon here. They've devoted a lot of resources to the offensive line, but I don't think it's fixed. Their receiver room fell apart last year.
Yeah, which is... Do we think Stephon Diggs is coming back?
I actually haven't heard anything.
Because there's that, and then Tank Dell had a really, really bad injury. So you wonder what the beginning of his season is going to look like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would rather... It's not that you can't get a better running back than Joe Mixon, but I would rather use Joe Mixon, and I think the receiver is really interesting because between Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, you feel like one of those guys is not going to work out at least.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that, and yeah, the offensive line for sure was a really, really big problem. Is one of the reasons that CJ Stroud looked so much worse this year than he did his rookie year.
Yeah, they got to fix that for sure. So that's another team, like, let's get our house in order. Before we're doing the countertops, let's get the walls up, you know?
Yes, definitely.
So, okay. What about Washington at 29? They got Brian Robinson there as kind of the primary guy. Austin Eckler was there. Brian Robinson's a good back.
Yeah, Brian Robinson's a good back.
They just got Debo, so they got Debo and McLaurin. I thought the offensive line was good enough. With Jaden Daniels, you don't need the offensive line to be as good, at least in pass protection.
Yeah.
You don't want him running around anyway, but, like, he does erase for some of those mistakes.
Yeah. Washington is – I think Washington is in a really good position in this draft in that I think they can kind of take the best player available and pretty much be okay. It's not like they're full at any position, but like you said, offensive line's not the biggest need in the world. You know, they just got Debo Samuel, so I would like another receiver, but if I don't get another receiver, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. If I'm Washington, I'm remembering the last thing I saw was Saquon running around the field.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't move the ball. We couldn't get first down. They did have that long drive to start the game, but, like, it was Philadelphia was just in total control.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, let's get somebody to block their defensive line and someone to tackle Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. So I think I'm going line of scrimmage if I'm Washington.
That's what I would rather do, too, than have a running back.
Unless somebody, like a receiver, like I don't think Tetroa McMillan, their Arizona receiver, would be there at this point. Possibly Luther Burden from Arizona. Unless, like, a receiver, like really slips, I'd go trenches. So I don't think they're in a play. I think Brian Robinson's a good back, though. That's the thing. And literally, unless – I don't think any of these backs, to me, are Saquon or Christian McCaffrey. So for me, I'm going to – that's why I'm saying no to all these teams.
Yeah, because, like, I don't think – certainly this year they're not going to be better than Brian Robinson. And I feel like Jaden Daniels is – you don't need to win this year, but, like – you might as well try to win this year because you don't. It's hard to tell how short your window's
going
to be.
Yeah, and they do with the Debo thing does indicate that they're going in, maybe not all in, but they're going for it this year.
Yeah, so you know, like,
they got a taste.
Yeah, running back is not a win now move, and I think they're going to want to make a win now.
Yeah. So, and I mean, how they got better so fast, too. A lot of their signings at free agency last year were really smart players, really. Not cheap players, but not, like, you know, top of the market. Like Frankie Louvu, for example. They just, like, mm-hmm. Hey, he's a really good player. He's going to be an upgrade. Bobby Wagner, same type of thing. Like, is he the best he's ever been? No, but he still adds some value. Let's bring him in. Like, they made just smart contract decisions, so they have some flexibility not putting themselves in a bad spot. I think trying to put all your chips in is how we get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Washington's going to do that. So I think, again, there's so many things. Still get a running back later on and add to that room if they need to.
Yeah. I think they're the best. They're in the best position of teams that have, like, needs.
Now, the last team, this is interesting. Philadelphia 32, where they're obviously not going to draft one. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs. So they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire 2020. Didn't work out. Isaiah Pacheco, seventh round pick from a couple years ago. He's hurt a lot of the year. They brought in, Kareem Hunt. Yeah, I was playing on his name. I benched him that fantasy week where he had a touchdown and I needed him. But he's just scary. Like, that was a weakness.
Yeah.
Offensive tackle was a weakness for them. Mm-hmm. I think those are the two biggest problems.
Yeah, I it's hard to think they watch that Super Bowl and don't go offensive line.
Yeah. I'd be interested maybe if they go tight end. Let's say Mason Taylor here, or like if Colston Loveland slips or something like that. Because that's, if they get someone who can block, that helps the running game.
Yeah.
But someone, it helps Travis Kelce out and Patrick Mahomes. So with Travis Kelce still playing, they could go 12 personnel and have two tight ends on the field. Mm-hmm. And you're not like pressed if Kelce retires, like, oh, we like have to find somebody.
Yeah.
Again, that's another position you don't need in the first round. Yeah, I agree. I'd be hard to not go offensive or defensive line. Now, the only thing with offensive line, is there a tackle available here that they feel confident can be an upgrade to Kingsley Suamataia? Because he was a week one starter, got benched after a few weeks, but he was kind of the guy they drafted in the second round last year.
Yeah.
To step up, and I think they're hoping he can be the guy.
Yeah, they probably still believe in him. So.
It's kind of scary that he wasn't at, like, he was so unplayable, though, they had to move their guard to tackle.
Yeah,
that's a little worrisome.
Yeah, well, especially, yeah, you can't get him in the second half. I mean, no, maybe with the whole game plan, you don't want to move your tackle back to guard. And then
if the Chiefs didn't have Patrick Mahomes, I'd be like, this, you know, the brakes are gonna, or the wheels are gonna fall off this thing real quick. Mm-hmm. But they do, so I'm really not that concerned about the Chiefs. But roster wise I think there are some real holes, even more than some of these other teams. So, like, I like Washington's roster better, Detroit's roster better, Baltimore's better, the Rams, possibly Houston's. Houston's secondary is awesome. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins is better than anyone in the Chiefs that's not Chris Jones or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these rosters are better than the Chiefs, I think.
Yeah, I think a ton of them are.
The Chiefs just have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and that speaks how good he is. I feel it. Yeah, people really, I think, like, swung way too far the other way on Patrick Mahomes after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, but it never made sense. They're like, oh, Tom Brady's the GOAT. It's like, I don't think this game was going to change that.
Right.
It was going to help him a lot.
Yeah, well, it's still like the best we've seen from Patrick Mahomes is still better than the best we saw from Tom Brady.
As far as like a talent perspective?
Yeah, as far as like Patrick Mahomes' best game, I think, is better than Tom Brady's best game, probably.
Yeah. It's more impressive.
Yeah.
For sure. Uh-huh. I think the most impressive game Patrick Mahomes played was where he lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that game was crazy.
Like, Patrick Mahomes was doing everything he could. I am blown away he didn't look like that this time. I was shocked he didn't look like that this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was – yeah, this was a weird Super Bowl, so watching him next year is going to be interesting. But, yeah, I think he'll be good. But, again, I think people are not going to be afraid of him. Which we've lost, but I think definitely did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think the roster issues, you know, I think they're just going to be more salient because I think people saw him and I think they know – you know, not that they know what to do, because what to do is just rush four and get pressure every time, which not every team can do. But
So Patrick Mahomes still very good at football. That's our hot take of the week here. So I guess I actually did a little mock draft in like a Google Doc, like just for fun. I didn't want to like publish anything or even like tweet it out until after the combine. I think it's more realistic at that point, and later on the better. But it was boring because I didn't have any quarterbacks or any running backs in the first round. It was just all defensive linemen, offensive linemen.
No quarterbacks in the first round.
No, I don't. Well, so if I'm Tennessee, they're not a quarterback away. If I'm Cleveland, I'm not a quarterback away. Now, they have a unique situation. But, like, I think just getting a quarterback just to get one doesn't work unless they really like Cam Ward. I personally would rather get Abdul Carter or Will Campbell or Kelvin Banks or Will John. Like, you know, any one of these players that I feel really good about being a good player. And then next year, I do like the quarterback class better.
Yeah.
Now, I think where GMs make decisions like, how can I keep my job and not what's the best thing for the team in 5 years, I think that's where teams get in trouble. If I were an owner, I'd be like, hey, like, if I got even a whiff of them doing that, I'd be like, you're out. You know what I mean? Like, right. Either fire him early or give him a longer leash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think for – and New York, like, that's they're going to take a quarterback likely.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't they benefit from, like, a lot of things?
Yes, yeah, a lot of things. I mean,
like, if they got Travis Hunter and like helped out in the defensive backfield, could do some packages in offense with Malik Nabers. He doesn't have to be like the number one guy.
I think the problem with the Giants is they don't have a quarterback that's even playable, right? Like, there's a lot of teams with like bad quarterbacks that like that are playable. Like, I feel like you can play Will Levis. I don't think you can come out here with Tommy Cutlets, and be like, this is a real plan for a football team.
Well, sign. Look, it's not ideal, but they're not winning the Super Bowl this year, no matter who's playing.
Yeah.
So sign Sam Darnold to like whatever that deal is. Sign. Again, I know this isn't great, but like Desmond Ridder's been a starter.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
No. Yeah. That's what I would do if you could get Desmond Ridder. If I'm the GM, I'm happy with that. Present that,
because it's not going to be good, but like they're going to be like, oh well, our if we can get 8 wins, the owner will think we'll be good instead of 4 wins. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, just get another edge rusher or get another offensive lineman or get a receiver or something, where that way you're gonna be bad, then you get a quarterback next year, and he's whoever you're drafting next year is in a much better position than whoever you're drafting this year,
right? Yeah, the thing that, like, not that, that's what I would do, but the reason I think that, like, what I would be thinking is in that mock draft that I was doing it, if I'm the Rams and Shedeur Sanders is available or Cam Ward's available, I feel like you've got to take them if they fall to you.
I think that's fair. Let me see if I can pull up who I had the Rams taking. See, that's different, because, like, a lot of the contenders I didn't save it. Oh, 20. Okay, so the Rams, I gave them, where are the Rams? A cornerback from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Benjamin Morrison.
Which they could use a cornerback.
Yeah. But no, I think at that point, because let's say it is Shedeur, who I think is not an unpopular opinion, is the best passer. Like, that TCU game, the first game where they were at Colorado, was so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of things well. He's not an impressive athlete or overly impressive athlete, which is concerning to me. But he does a lot of things well, and especially in like a McVay offense where you're playing in structure, you're throwing on time. I think that could actually be interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at that point, he gets to play with Matt Stafford for a year. City doesn't have to. There's no. If he goes to a place like the Raiders, it's like, oh, like he has to save the franchise. If he goes to a place like the Rams, it's like we don't use our first round picks anyways. So like we're going to be fine if our first round pick isn't contributing.
Yeah,
and that gives them a lot of flex. And maybe it doesn't pan out, and then they have to do something else, but. The Rams, let's see if there's another late-round team that makes sense. But I think the Rams is a good one. I don't think Detroit would, but that's one where I was like, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know where the Steelers pick. I don't know if that's considered late.
They pick at 21. The problem with the Steelers is they drafted Kenny Pickett at 20 in that terrible. I think that was 2022, and I was like, you're just drafting him because you need a quarterback, and he's not very good.
Yeah.
I do think these quarterbacks are better than Kenny Pickett, but that was, I just had a little PTSD from that pick.
Right.
Seattle at 18 as well could be a team. Maybe Indianapolis at 14. I don't think these guys are going to – I don't think Shador would fall that far.
No,
but hypothetically, Indianapolis, Seattle. I wouldn't say Tampa, but hypothetically.
That, yeah, that one makes less sense to me just because of the age of –
Yeah, I think Baker's shown, like, and same thing with Goff, where I don't think Detroit would do it, but, like, they can, like, be good enough.
Yes, yeah, you got to just build around them.
Yeah. Pittsburgh at 21, maybe Minnesota at 24, and then the Rams at 26, or it would be, like, if there's a quarterback slip, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, we'll take a flyer on these guys.
Now that being said, that's not going to happen because they're going to go in, like, the top three picks, probably.
Yeah, I bet Cam Ward. Well, the Giants are going to take one of them almost for sure. And I bet either the Jets or the Raiders take Shador, which if I were Shador, those would be the last two teams I'd want to go to probably.
Yeah.
Just based on, like, organizational history and, you know, everything else. So.
Yeah.
And just, like, the setup and, like, the pressure that would be there to, like, save the franchise. Like, think how much better it'd be to go to a place like the Rams than the Raiders right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Except that he's probably not going to play right away if he goes to the Rams. But
well, for me, who cares? I'd rather not play right away than play 1 year and then be considered a bust. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. That is – it's a little bit – I understand why it'd be kind of a hard pill to swallow if you're expecting to start from day one.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Patrick Mahomes didn't start his first year, and that worked out okay.
Yeah. I don't think it matters a huge difference, but I think now the benefit of playing a quarterback their rookie year is if the roster's in place and you can be contenders, then you're getting an extra year of that cheap labor.
Yeah.
But the Giants aren't in that position.
No, they're not.
You know, or the Jets aren't in that position anyway. And the Rams, like, they aren't either, but for the other reason. Like, they don't need him right now, so it makes sense to – when Stafford does leave, you're not trapped into doing something dumb.
Right, yeah. Gives the option.
So I'm excited. But, yeah, so I didn't have any quarterbacks, but I think you brought up some good points where some quarterbacks maybe going a little earlier might make sense as far as the first round goes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the top five?
I am ready
for the top five. On target. Was there anything we didn't – that's not football-related before we do football top five?
Not too much. I'm sure we're going to – talk more about MLS as we go, but I didn't have anything in particular.
I was at the Real Salt Lake game. They beat Seattle
2-0. There we go.
Seattle has fantastic jerseys.
I'll have to... Oh, yeah.
They're not new, but, like, just, like, the lighter green and the light... Like, it's a little lighter green than they've had in the past.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good.
I don't recognize so many of Real Salt Lake's players, honestly. I need to get on that.
Yeah, when you sell all the best players and then don't replace them, it's... tricky.
Yeah. Okay, top five. Ready? It's the last five running backs drafted in the first round.
Last five drafted in the first round. Okay. Bijan.
Yes. 2023, eighth overall pick.
I gotta think of this. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be in trouble now. Was Josh Jacobs in the first round?
Yes, but he's not he's the sixth most recent guy.
Okay. All right, so I wasn't totally off base.
You were close, like 1 year off.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not totally
off base. Oh, sorry, I thought you said you were totally off base. I was like, oh, you're good.
So who are the running backs that moved? Saquon moved, Derrick Henry moved, Josh Jacobs moved. I feel like there was another running back that kind of moved. Trying to think. I don't think Kyren Williams was a first round pick. Because Nick Chubb would have been before Josh Jacobs. So, what's not Zach Charbonnet, but who's Seattle's other running back?
Kenneth Walker.
Is Kenneth Walker?
He is a second round pick.
Okay.
Actually, both Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker are second round picks, both back to back. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. What about Christian McCaffrey would be too old? So it's weird because these are players that are going to be good but haven't like totally broken through yet for the most part.
There's one that's like really – so Bijan's good, obviously. There's one that's really good. There's two that have underwhelmed, and then there's one who I think is still good but plays on a bad team. Do you want the year?
Let me – is one of the Giants running backs a first-round pick?
No. I honestly can't even think who their running backs are, but no.
Yeah, I don't think year's going to help me. Because I think that they got one of these guys, Devin Singletary, maybe pretty soon, but it probably wasn't first.
Oh, he was a third or fourth-round pick.
Okay. Let's see. Najee Harris would have been...
wherever he was drafted.
Too old. James Conner, I don't think, was a first-round pick.
He was not.
Let's see. So, not for the Cowboys. I don't think Brian Robinson was. Give me some years. I don't know how much that's going to help, but...
so, Bijan was 23.
Uh-huh.
There's one more in the year 23. Two in the year 2021.
Okay.
And then one in 2020.
All right. 2020 is going to be hard.
We've talked about 2020 and one of the 2021 guys.
Let's see. Because Saquon's been in the league for 6 years, right? 7 years?
He was 2018.
Yeah.
So whatever that is.
Okay. That's what I thought. Give me the I realize teams would be too big of a hint, but maybe give me a couple of divisions.
So, do you want that combined with the year?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
So, 2023, the other one is NFC North.
NFC. Oh, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other ones will be a little harder. I figured you'd get that one.
Yeah.
2021 is the AFC South and AFC North.
South. AFC North, okay.
And 2020 is AFC West.
We talked about Clyde Edwards being a letdown. Is he first round?
Yep. He's the fifth one, like fifth most recent.
Okay. And then, so I need AFC South and AFC North, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
2021.
2021. So this is... was Jonathan Taylor that recent?
He was not a first-round pick.
Oh, really?
I think he was a second-round pick. I think he was like 40 or 36 or something. Round.
Okay, so...
I think he was a second-round pick.
And I already guessed the 2023, so it's not going to be a Titans person.
I think you have one more guess.
Let's go...
you can guess more, obviously, but...
I'm just going to say, I don't know the Jaguars are running. But, oh, wait, Etienne.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
He was 2021. There was one right before him.
And that's in the AFC North?
Yes. So you'll get it once you think of it.
So I don't think... so Steelers, Ravens, Browns, Bengals. I don't think it's... I'm sure it's going to be obvious when I hear it, but it doesn't really sound like any of those teams. I mean, I guess Najee Harris, but that seems like it would be earlier than that.
Najee was 2021.
Okay.
So we'll give you credit for that.
Okay, but was he one of the top?
Yeah, no, sorry, that was him, yeah.
There we go. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, he was picked 2024 in the 21 NFL draft.
There we go.
So you snuck that in barely, but we'll give you credit for that.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard one.
It's kind of fun. But Najee, I figured, like, once you got it, or maybe you, like, had him in your head, but, like, just, like, you thought he was older than that, it sounds like.
He was older, yeah.
He's not. Seems older. Seems like he's been in the league forever.
It does, yeah.
Well, appreciate everybody listening. So last week of college basketball, regular season's this week. So we'll start getting into the conference tournament. So we'll definitely do episodes like just March Madness, but we'll probably talk a little bit about it before, maybe some conference tournament stuff. Soccer's starting, baseball's in spring training right now. We'll still do NFL draft stuff for sure. So we will play that by ear, but we will be here. Appreciate everybody listening. Talk to you guys next week.